Underground musician Sam Mehran, who was known to many as Outer Limits Recordings, died 4 years ago today. But his music continues to be published. It was on this day last July that his father and friends released the posthumous album Cold Brew. And now his friend Katie Rush has put out his entire found body of work on YouTube.
As such a lover of his music and someone who loved him more than anyone in the world, I knew that there would be others who would want to find everything he had ever made.
NPR's Janaki Mehta has the story of how Cold Brew came together.
When Sam Mehran was 3 or 4 years old, he would spring out of bed in the morning at the sound of his sister playing the piano.
Masha was practicing Beethoven, Fairies.
Mehran's father, Abbas Mehran, remembers Sam listened intently. Then, some days later, when their family was out getting ice cream, Sam heard a familiar tune coming from the truck.
As Sam said suddenly, "Dad, Mom, Beethoven is selling ice cream."
He says it was one of the earliest signs of his son's keen intelligence for music. And music is what Sam Mehran left behind when he died by suicide on this day 4 years ago.
In the year before Sam passed, he mentioned this body of work to me multiple times, actually.
In June, before he passed, he played, I think, 2 tracks of the album for me.
That's Nick Weiss and Katie Wagner. They were friends and collaborators of Mehran's, and after his death, they worked together to assemble the album Cold Brew.
Sam's father was kind of the one that really started the process.
And I said, "This is my decision. I would like that you go through the disc and see what you can do and produce an album for him."
Sam's label agreed to put out the album, so Weiss and Wagner went to work.
There were definitely hundreds of tracks and definitely thousands of files that we were looking through.
Sam's friends and collaborators knew him to be somewhat disorganized with his files. He'd even go so far as to delete some of his own music if he was unhappy with it. But with the tracks that ended up on Cold Brew,
there was something strange. When I looked at the files, I was amazed at how organized it all was. And a part of me wondered if Sam did that on purpose. I don't know. I mean, whether or not this was on purpose, it just felt like it was meant to be that this would be released.
It was difficult for Weiss and Wagner to choose which songs to include on the album, but they consulted Mehran's other friends and loved ones, and they looked for the music that felt most finished.
You know, Nick, Abbas, and I, and the label, we just did everything in our power to make sure that every aspect of the album was true to who Sam was to the best of our ability.
There was one point where I thought I was going to try to mix the album and then realized that I could definitely not beat Sam's mixing. It was like, if it sounds good, just let it be how he left it.
Both Wagner and Weiss say Mehran's sense of humor was at the heart of his personality and the way he saw the world. So naturally, it shows up in his music too.
One of his golden gifts was his guitar playing that felt so effortless. He would just be kind of laughing and giggling and just start playing these riffs and at first make it seem like a joke. But then once he started playing it, every time it was just beautiful and perfect.
Wagner, Weiss, and Abbas Mehran all agree this album is quintessential Sam.
He was like, he was an alien.
Everything about this planet and this world was kind of funny to him.
He always laughed, smiled.
He had this rock star energy, not in a egoistic way.
But he was a big contradiction. He was both the most confident and the most insecure.
Sam was so beautiful, but at the same time, he suffered. He suffered depression.
But also just an extremely lovable person.
I think a lot of people were in love with Sam Mehran. There was just, he was magic.
And there's one track that stands out for all of them.
I have to say my favorite is Loungy.
I think Loungy, if you were going to choose one.
Loungy.
When it comes in with that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, it's so catchy.
This album isn't just a tribute to what Wagner calls Sam Mehran's musical genius. It's a way to immortalize Mehran, a way to let him speak for himself.
This album is the essence of Sam's struggle for music.
Sam Mehran was 32 years old when he died. The last of his music has now been published online. Janaki Mehta, NPR News.
If you or someone you know needs help, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988.